couples in Tampa who want some of the rights of married couples but either don't want to or are legally forbidden from getting married can now sign up as domestic partners. At 9 this morning, the city opened its domestic partnership registry, and about a dozen couples were lined up to sign the papers on the first day. Justin Grant sat in a hallway with his partner Phil Wright.
Because for the first time, you know, in Tampa history, we're being recognized, and we support that, and we support everyone else in the community.
Got your check. And
shortly after 9, in the office of the city clerk in City Hall, Grant and Wright filled out forms that were notarized after being signed by Grant's grandparents. As they waited for the certificate to be printed, the newly registered couple celebrated with a kiss.
How you guys feel?
Better than ever. Nervous.
I'm not nervous no more.
No.
I was nervous.
Can't wait to get our certificate. We're going to frame it.
In addition to signing her name as a witness, Grant's grandmother, Joan Welch, came to show support.
Actually, I took him to his first Pride meeting at 13, so I've known for a long time that he's gay, and I just want him to be happy. I love him. So I'm so glad that they're getting equal rights now, because they deserve it. People have been together for 33 years and they're not recognized as family or as partners, and so this is just incredible. I love it. It's wonderful.
Tampa's domestic partner registry provides only a fraction of rights that a married couple would get, and many of the couples hope to someday have full marriage equality. Casey Chrysler and Christine Sutton were first in line to register.
We actually got here first just as happenstance. We wanted to beat traffic and weather, so luckily we're first. We're also here because we're here to get benefits that most heterosexual couples get right away as soon as they say I do. We don't have the luxury of saying I do as of yet, so this is the closest thing we can get. We can make medical decisions, funeral decisions. I have a daughter, so if she's in school, now she's allowed to go in and make any school decisions, which is a great thing, and most people take that for granted.
But there are still some rights that you won't be able to get, even through this registry. What would you like to see in the future?
I would actually like for Tampa to pass, you know, same-sex marriage. We deserve all the rights that everybody else gets. We are human. We're not different from anybody else. We're all human.
But Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn says the city can't unilaterally provide marriage equality. It's up to the state and federal governments. Buckhorn says the city is doing what else it can because it's good for the economy.
We are more competitive when we are recognized as a community that's fair, that treats people fairly. And it helps me when I go out to recruit jobs and talk to corporations about moving here, because they want to know that their employees that they move here are all going to be treated fairly, regardless of their station in life or their ethnicity or their gender or their religion or their orientation.
John McGuffey says he and his partner Bob Rajtar are registering in Tampa, but would like all the rights of married couples.
It means a lot to us. I mean, we've been together for 9 years. We share a house. We share one checking account. It's a step in the right direction, but we still can't file our taxes together. So it means a lot to us that we're making at least this much of a step in the right direction.
So you mentioned taxes. That gives me the impression that maybe there's more that could be done. What would you like Florida or the U.S. or the city to do?
Yeah, I think at the federal level. I mean, if we can't file our federal taxes together, then, you know, I still see that we're second-class citizens.
Tampa City Councilmember Lisa Monteleone registered with her longtime partner, Josh Geary.
Because it gives all people, no matter their domestic situation, whether it's heterosexual, homosexual, or gay, lesbian, doesn't matter, you have the rights to loved ones in their darkest moments sometimes. Accidents could happen or illnesses could happen, and the person you love the most can't be at your side.
The domestic partner registry is also open to people who don't live in the city, but the rights only extend to facilities within Tampa City limits. There's a $30 fee to register.